This is 720 WGN, and you know Dave Plyer is the host of On the Map. He has every superstar in Chicago that we can never manage to get on the Lisa Dent show, but they're always on his show.
And a lot near death.
We do give him hell about that because, we're like, hey, we need audio. Somebody just passed away. And we're like, Dave's got it.
Yeah, of course I do.
Dave's got it. And so there is somebody in the studio with you, and I got a picture this week, and I was like, what? What do I see here?
Mm-hmm.
Break the news, Dave Plyer.
Well, Erica McDonald and I are engaged to be married. There we go.
Yay! And let me just say, Erica is lovely and kind
and beautiful.
Mm. She is a dream catch. Why did you choose Dave?
Wow. Were you expecting that question?
I was not. I love that, Lisa. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. Dave is next level in every way that you can imagine. I didn't think men like him existed. And I think I've said that since day one. And it's been a really, really wonderful week or so.
Yeah.
And,
really just special. A week, though. We've been dating for like a year and a half. It's only been a good week.
Now, here's my favorite, Erica. He went all out to plan this super amazing engagement surprise, and you kind of figured it out because there were people at the elevator bank in the radio station that kind of gave it away, right?
That's exactly correct. I'm hard to surprise, and he really...
She's a sleuth. I'm really hard to surprise.
Like, I always... And it's hard to surprise, and they accomplished it beautifully, and it wasn't until I saw everybody at the elevator banks, like you said, that I finally connected. I was like, oh my gosh, it's really happening right now. It was lovely.
Well, and we were supposed to go to... We went to Vermont this past weekend for 4 days, and I kind of knew she thought that that's when it was happening, and I'm like, nope, can't have that happen then. Got to throw her off. And so I called Marlene. She's been here for like 6 decades, and I said, you know, there's a 30th floor venue here, and it's got the most beautiful views of Chicago, and she really helped me make it all happen. And yeah, it was stunning. She was surprised. I'm texting people in the car on the way over here. Is everybody there? Is everybody in their space? She's like, you've been texting this entire ride. Are we going to have a conversation? And I'm like, not right now. And so I knew she was getting a little irritated with me. So it was great to walk into the building and surprise her in that way.
And he involved your kids, right?
He did. I have one son, Mason James. And yes, as we were driving, I was like, what is wrong with you? Why are we not having a conversation here on our way to dinner? And him and my mom and my family, sister, her husband, all of them, they really did a great job at really throwing me off the scent on that. And it was a fantastic surprise. He included my sister and her husband, my mom, my son, Mason James, Josh and Susanna were there. I mean, like, Alex, I mean, everyone that could have been there was included. And that, to me, was the most special part of it and made it unforgettable. I was catching my breath the entire time. And every time we turned a corner or went to the floor, there was another layer of thoughtfulness and love. And
we had the boys dressed up like bartenders behind the bar. And he had old fashions that my older son, he's 23, had made. And I said, well, you're going to shake it. And he's like, for theatrics. He's like, you don't shake an old fashioned, Dad. Like, why? like I get it. But like, I wanted him to look like a little bartender behind the bar. And it was really lovely. It was really lovely. Yeah.
Awesome.
I appreciate this, Lisa. Thank you. Yeah.
I am so happy for you two. I have seen this relationship in action.
You have.
And they are over the top in love with each other. And I think you're a perfect match. I'm going to say she's a little younger than you, Dave. But it's not like a Bill Belichick cheerleader thing.
Oh, God, no. That's a little over the top.
But Dave goes, you can poke fun if you want. And I don't notice an age difference with you two. So it doesn't impact me at all.
Well, I don't see it because I'm losing my eyesight. I think that's the problem. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. So we're just kind of reveling in it all. And we had such a great celebration in Vermont. It was so beautiful this time of year. Mm-hmm. And do you remember the movie Funny Farm, by the way? Do you remember that with Chevy Chase in the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay. So I decided we got home late. I'm like, let's throw on a movie because it's done in Vermont. And the next morning over breakfast, she's like, I found out where the house is from that movie. We're going to go there. It was like 25 minutes away. And it was a nice little adventure with people at the house going, why are these people? It's the movie's 30 years old. Why are people in my driveway?
This is why she's your girl.
Because yeah, that's right.
Something you would like to do.
Oh. That's very old school. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it was everything you wanted. The drive-in. I feel like we were listening to the soundtrack of Funny Farm. And I mean, it was perfection. We got a candle one store. We went to an antique mall. Like it was
distillery. Yeah,
everything. It was everything that you wanted it to be.
Yep.
Let's go quickly say congratulations to Jeannie. Jeannie is on the phone. Jeannie, you are going to the Chicago Toy and Game Fair. And do you want to say congratulations to the happy couple?
I do. Congratulations. It was a very cute story.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeannie. And congratulations to you. Absolutely.
So lovely. Congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
I want to know if you set a date. Is there a date or what?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Lots of work to do. Some annulments. Got to get the Cardinal on the line. Go take him out for a drink. We got some things to do. Yeah.
It is. It's a beautiful love story, and thank you for sharing it on my show.
Thank you, Lise.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.